This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. Illinois lawmakers approved a $55.9 billion state budget early yesterday after working through the night on Sunday night, passing a plan that spends less than Governor J.B. Pritzker proposed and relies on several new business-focused taxes. Democrats said the budget reflects lower revenue projections and uncertainty from federal policy changes. Budget leaders, Senator L.G. Sims, said the plan prepares Illinois for, quote, the reality of federal cuts. The package freezes corporate net operating loss deductions and adds taxes on social media companies, digital assets, fantasy sports, tobacco, and prediction market sports bets. It also delays a scheduled gas tax increase until January and creates a 10-day sales tax holiday on school supplies. Republicans blasted the plan as rushed and insufficient, noting the 3,700-page bill was filed just hours before debate. No GOP member supported it. The budget fully funds pensions and K-12 education, but gives higher education only a 1% increase. It also creates a one-year, $70 million program to help residents who lost federal SNAP benefits. The region continues to face significant hydrologic and agricultural drought, with widespread severe to extreme drought levels. Meteorologist Justin Gibbs says despite recent rains, the drought remains a problem, with the entire area generally 5 to 6 inches below normal, with the worst being in the Missouri Boot Heel and portions of western Kentucky.
Everybody's seen a little bit over the last couple of weeks, so we're not getting worse for sure, and probably the new map that comes out on Thursday will improve quite a bit.
The National Weather Service says farm pond levels are very low and subsoil conditions are poor, but the dry conditions have allowed spring planting to stay ahead of schedule. As spring home improvement projects ramp up, Ameren is issuing a safety alert urging customers to use extreme caution when working near overhead power lines. Ameren Illinois Consulting Safety Supervisor says incidents kill more than 100 people each year in the United States that involve ladders, with many injuries tied to accidental contact with energized equipment. Learn more on ladder safety at WSIU.org.